A society distrustful of immigrants, roiling racial tensions, a shrinking middle class at odds with the wealthy 1%. It's not 2016 America, but America at the turn of the 20th century, when the desires of the privileged and the forgotten, the ascendant and the threatened, coalesce into a dramatic tableau of clashing interests. It's a story underscored by a style of music ripped from the soul of Africa that African Americans transformed into something uniquely American. Tina Salamone describes Ragtime as a musical epic.
The microcosm of cultures are seen through the characters, the main characters of the show. And what you have are upper class or upper middle class Americans. You have African Americans who are at the height of their game, but in a segregated society are considered third, fourth, or fifth class citizens. And then you have the immigrants coming to the United States looking for a better way of life. So, you know, we face this now where we've got the 1 or 2% with the wealth. You've got still the issue of not understanding other people's cultures and not embracing them.
This is a big show. It's a big production. Is that why it doesn't come around often?
It's a very good reason why it doesn't come around often, and it's just about the only reason why you don't see community theaters produce this show very often. It's specific casting. You have to have a wide range of ages, ethnicities. It's very complex and beautiful music, so you've got to have strong singer, dancer, actors. It's a complicated piece, as it should be if you're going to tell the story of the early 20th century.
It's almost operatic, some of the pieces.
It certainly is.
I will show him America.
We should say that the stage musical is based on a book by E.L. Doctorow. Mm-hmm. And he also weaves in a number of historical characters from the turn of the century. Harry Houdini mm-hmm. makes an appearance. Emma Goldman, the socialist activist.
Right.
Henry Ford, I think, is in there,
too. Of course, yes, yes. And the purpose of that is to certainly draw the dichotomy between the people in the upper class who moved in those circles, and then also how at that time the common man walking on the street or the common immigrant could also be affected by people that seemed untouchable during the day. So it's a musical that works on so many different levels as a social commentary, as you said, almost as an opera in its scope and scale. But I think what's really significant about Ragtime and why I think it's so important and really such a good reason for people to come and see it is that it addresses social inequity in a way that very few other pieces do with such brilliance.
And Ragtime, the style of music, is a thread running through the musical.
Right. And the Ragtime is kind of a generic, just kind of encapsulated terminology that we use for the kinds of music that happened in that time. Marches, cakewalks, black bottom, gospel. It's one of those when you hear it, you know it kind of things.
Where have I been? How did we change, caught in this strange new music?
A distinctly African-American style of music.
It's distinctly American. I mean, this is really not derived from any other culture, and it's one of the art forms of which we should be most proud. American jazz, American rag music, this is true Americana. It has always been described as coming from the lower reaches of your soul. It's a very fluid music, very sensual music. It is music that is meant for people to move. And a lot of the music that was born out of European classical music moves more to, if you will, the head chakra as opposed to something more visceral. And it's exciting and compelling.
Let's talk about the score. Beautiful score, won Best Original Score. Talk a little bit about the music.
It's so big.
Go out and tell our story. Let it echo far and wide. Make them hear you. Make them hear you. How justice was our battle. And how justice.
The show is written to remind people that this experiment that was America is now entering its next phase. There's the Industrial Revolution, again, the exploration. I mean, one of the main characters starts off the show by going off on an expedition to one of the poles. And so it's big and epic. And we often think, in fact, I think I've been doing it consistently, because it won the original Tony for Original Score and Book, we kind of always think of it as the Tony Award winner for Best Musical that year, and it didn't win the Tony for Best Musical, in fact, at all.
No, Lion King won.
It did, which, again, is another epic show. But the difference between the two is that what was huge about Lion King was its visual work and costuming and, you know, all the scenic elements that just were such eye-opening newness for people. This show gets down in. You know, if Lion King is all big and out in front of you, this is a big show that comes into your heart and soul and cell, your cellular level, that's screaming that it's not fair. There's, you know, songs about justice and why do things happen, you know, bad things happen to good people. It's an epic show. I just really want people to see this one.
How justice was our battle, and how justice was denied. Make them hear you. Make them hear you.
What other shows are coming up at the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts for musical theater lovers?
Well, if you're a fan of the burgeoning scene in rock and roll, we have Million Dollar Quartet on Wednesday, April 13th at 7:30. And, of course, that is the smash hit that has been taking cities and tours by storm. And this is the one-night recording session that Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins did, the first and only time that those powerhouses were together. So this is one of those shows where it doesn't have an original score per se, but it's got Blue Suede Shoes, That's All Right, 16 Tons, Great Balls of Fire, and all the classic hits from early rock and roll. So we're pretty excited to have that show come in. It's pretty well sold, so if people want tickets for that, they'll need to call the ticket office soon. And then we will be doing our Miller Park Summer Theater production this summer of Bye Bye Birdie.
Bye Bye Birdie, one of my favorites.
Yes.
Terrific, terrific. Love that movie. Yes, yes. Dick Van Dyke and Nan Margaret. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, Tina Salamone is Executive Director of the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.
I'm Judy Valente.